This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Thanksgiving week. This is the week we're supposed to be gathering with our families, spending time to look around that table and think about everything we're thankful for. A holiday, a rest, a time of respite, if you will. And we have here, where we live, law enforcement officers under siege by eco-terrorists, by rioters, by lawless agitators and thugs, people that throw bricks and rocks at law enforcement and Molotov cocktails. And it's just unbelievable what is going on. Sunday night, our law enforcement officers under siege by about 400 people, 6:30 last night, in case you missed this. Reporting has not been great on it. In a lot of the mainstream media news sources. I can't begin to explain why, but it is. My favorite thing is KFIRE TV yesterday puts up a video of one of the terrorists, some British fellow who's narrating what's happening out there. This guy's got like 100,000 views on his video. And they quickly pull it down and say, well, it wasn't a impartial source. You're kidding. Really? What's been impartial about any of the mainstream media coverage of this thing? Tell me something I don't know. To me, that's fine. I want to hear it all. I'm okay. And it was very obvious to me that wasn't. And we posted the same video, and there were other videos out there. I got to say, these eco-terrorists are really good at manipulating the media. And what they find very often is a willing media. We don't have time to unpack all this today, but we really have an interesting situation happening, not only in this country, but also in this state, as it relates to media coverage. Journalism, as we know it, if it's not dead, it's on life support. Now, what we do on this program is not necessarily journalism. And I've never pretended to be a journalist. I want to be factual. I don't want to tell you anything that is incorrect, but I'm also going to give you my opinion. And then I'm going to put new sources on. We're going to ask them questions and let you hear. But see how quote-unquote journalists do it is. See, they pick and they say, well, if we have Sheriff Kirkman, we have to go over here and have, Chase Iron Eyes on. If we have Sheriff Paul Laney on, then we got to go over here and talk to some protester over here. And it's like apples and oranges. And these people get by with lie after lie after lie, and nobody challenges it. One Bismarck Tribune story puts a story in there and incorrectly suggests that the pipeline route was north of Bismarck, and boom, you light a fire. And all these people say, oh, the pipeline was going to go north, and then they said, No, we can't have it up north because it might hurt the water supply down there. Put it down by that Standing Rock place. Didn't happen. Did not happen. There's so many things here that did not happen that have been reprinted and put out. It's unbelievable. But I'm not going to waste my energy or your time lamenting that. That's a problem for another day. Right now, today, on Thanksgiving week, we have law enforcement in harm's way. The eco-terrorists, that's what they are. Rioters are terrorists. These people want to shut down a project that has followed every single rule asked of them, every single regulation, every single law. They want to shut it down. I have no love for Dakota Access or Energy Transfer Partners at all. They're just a company trying to do business. What I have a love for is the rule of law. And whether it's them or JCPenney, for crying out loud. If they come in and follow the laws and the rules and the regulations and do everything as they're supposed to, and then can get shut down by lawless thugs who use the media as their arm to spread lies, we don't live in America anymore. We live in Venezuela. That's how they do it in Russia. Pay to play. Can't go there. So this is bad, folks. This is really bad. My number one concern, as I come to you on this program today, my number one concern is the men and women in law enforcement who right now have a giant target on their back thanks to a fellow by the name of Barack Obama, the President of the United States, who clearly is playing politics with this whole situation by extending it, and actually even using the term days before the election. Let's let this play out. Oh, let's let this play out, shall we? Yeah, we've just got some cops down there in harm's way. Who really cares about them? Of course, I'm not sure he cares about cops anywhere. He only speaks out when the uber-rare situation occurs in which law enforcement does something wrong. And he's jumping up and down. When they're harmed, which happens more often, he's silent. And on this one, what he did by delaying it again after the election, knowing full well Donald Trump will reverse this and tell the Corps of Engineers to issue that permit, which is sitting at a desk ready to go, only been held up out of pure politics, goes to a judge, an Obama-appointed judge, who goes through the whole process, chapter and verse, in 58 pages, which shatters every lie of these crazy eco-terrorists, these environmental extremists. We are being played like fools. And you know what? I think it's time for us to find a way out of it, and out of it quick. Because I don't think we can last until Donald Trump takes office on January 20th. When I say we, I think that, first of all, I have reports from on the ground, about how they are ramping up what they're doing. Okay? We already had Molotov cocktails. We've already had shots fired. We had bricks thrown at a law enforcement officer hit in the head last night. They are ramping it up. Right now, as we speak, right now, there's still 75 of these eco-terrorists on this bridge. They're at the Backwater Bridge on 1806. They are trying to pass through that bridge, which, by the way, has been shut down because they burned it. They've made it structurally unsound. And now they want to get by there. You know why? They want to go over where there is activity going on, welding, preparing for what ultimately will come by the Dakota Access Pipeline. They are breaking the law. They are trespassing. They're blocking roads. 400 of them at one point last night. Starting fires. There's fires going right now, evidently to keep them warm. Hello, it's a North Dakota winter. I have on good authority that they have, they being the Morton County officials and the North Dakota Department of Emergency Services, requested additional law enforcement assets. There is a large SWAT team making its way right now. I've not confirmed this officially. The SWAT team has been requested by officials in Morton County, but I have confirmed that a SWAT team is moving east to west on I-94 today. I have confirmed numerous law enforcement agencies in North Dakota have been asked to send in additional law enforcement officials to help with this situation. Someone is going to get seriously hurt or killed. The blame belongs to the Obama administration. Throwing out a political move to completely abandon law enforcement. This is getting more serious by the minute. They are attacking law enforcement. And then, by the way, get on social media and cry, oh, the police are mean to us. We're peaceful and we're prayerful. We're unarmed. No, you are lawless, rioting thugs, 90% of whom are not from here. Leave. Leave. Now, my sympathy, my empathy, rests with all these law enforcement officers who ought to be with their families on Thanksgiving. But I tell you what, I'm tired of law enforcement doing this alone. I think we need more elected leaders standing up to get in a room and figure this out before somebody gets... We can't just wait this out. And I know, you know, when you have 400 people there, and I don't know how many law enforcement officers, you can't just arrest everyone. We keep hearing that. Well, something needs to be done. So, what should it be? That's what I'm hearing about from everybody. Everyone who listens, well, what's going to be done? I'll read you some of the things that have come in since this started at 6:30 yesterday, and welcome some more. Something needs to be done, no doubt about it. What and by whom is my question. Let's talk about that. All right? Stay tuned. Todd's here, by the way, Manny and Matt, too, and a whole bank of calls ready to go. 800-228-0550.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, I'm Agriculture Commissioner Doug Goring. Are you experiencing pipeline reclamation problems such as uneven ground, ruts, pooling water, slumping, or erosion? We can help. The North Dakota Department of Agriculture can assist in resolving land surface issues and concerns with our Pipeline Restoration and Reclamation Program. For assistance, contact us at 1-800-242-7535 or visit us online at nd.gov/ndda.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
I'm Brian. At 58, doctors told me I had the heart of a 37-year-old man. They told me that after my heart transplant surgery. If you're a smoker, here are some tips in case that happens to you. First, you have to quit smoking before you can get on a list for a transplant. So quit now. And never feel sorry for yourself. I don't. I only feel sorry for that 37-year-old man.
For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or learn more at BreatheND.com. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Back on What's on Your Mind. By the way, Todd, the radio god Mitchell is here. Manny manning those phones. Happy Thanksgiving week to you fellas.
You too.
Wish we could talk about whether you like white meat or dark meat for, Thanksgiving.
We have no time. Seems sort of trite, doesn't it?
No time for such
white
frivolity.
Meat there. We're done. Yeah. No kidding.
I even want to talk a little bit about Hamilton and Mike Pence going to see the play over the weekend and getting lectured by You know, the cast of the play is just unbelievable. A lot of things to talk about. We are going to talk about Thanksgiving and gratitude next hour with two of the finest from the University of Mary, Monsignor James Shea, Vice President of Public Affairs Jerome Richter. Look forward to that conversation. So we'll get some Thanksgiving talk, and we have a couple of calls into the law enforcement officials related to the Dakota Access Pipeline as well today to get you some answers on last night's nightmare. We are going to be chatting with Lieutenant Governor Drew Wrigley as well to answer our question, can more be done before this thing escalates even further as it is? So look forward to that. We're brought to you today by our friends at the North Dakota Oil Can Program. Find out more about them at NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. I just saw a fun little post about a fuel, food, and fun toy and food drive that is happening on November 21st that they're doing, which is really cool. You can find out more about that on the website, NorthDakotaOilCan.com, or on their Facebook page, which is really nice that they're doing that. I believe that starts today. Today's the 21st, yeah. Okay, let's get to the calls, your questions, your comments. Welcome here at 800-228-0550 on the program. What would you do about what's happening? Knowing what we know now, what would you do? Tell me. Tim's on the road. You're on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, guys, how's it going? First of all, I'd like to start off by thanking our law enforcement and the National Guard personnel that's down there. My point that I want to get across is, you know, people are afraid to say anything. They're afraid to speak out in retaliation of what's going on. And it's unfortunate that that's what it's come to here in the state of North Dakota. These thugs are trying to bankrupt our city and our states. And my question is where the hell is Jack Dalrymple and our other elected officials? Why are they not on national media telling the truth of what's happening? Jack Dalrymple has been hiding in a corner, not doing anything. And I think it's time that we need to be North Dakota strong and start putting a stop to this. And Jack needs to be called out on the carpet along with the other guys and say, hey, we know Heidi Heitkamp isn't going to do a damn thing about this. So what we need to do is we need to get it out on national news, and they need to start speaking up and letting the truth be told.
No, it's on the national news, but it's all water protectors and all those terrible, awful people are, you know, bulldozing their sacred sites. It's all the lies, you know.
Exactly.
But here's my question for you, though. Here's my question for you, Tim. When you say Jack, okay, Jack, put it on the governor, put it on the governor. You know, I think this governor, honestly, my assessment of the governor, he's doing everything he can do and has been from the beginning. He, you know, Lieutenant Governor Wrigley is going to come on again, and we'll press him here a little bit. I mean, here's a former U.S. attorney, you know, has a great relationship with law enforcement. I believe their sleeves are rolled up. They got the Highway Patrol commander. They got General Dorman of the National Guard. They got all the people there. They got a war room. They're doing this. Jack Dalrymple's not the kind of guy who comes out and pounds his chest, tells you what he's doing. But my point is, what's he supposed to do? This is a federal government problem right now. This is Barack Obama. This, to me, this is Heidi Heitkamp's opportunity, having a relationship with. I want to see her doing what she did during the campaign. I'll stand up to Obama. Good. Stand up to him in his last 2 months and tell him to knock this crap off. And even if he doesn't listen, at least you're saying it. At least you're making it uncomfortable for him. She's the one person that has a shot at it. I mean, John Hovind and Kevin Cramer can do their part too, but Obama's not going to listen to that. This is a federal government poke in the eye to the state of North Dakota. So I think it's more on the federal representatives than the state, is it not?
I agree, but when I say Jack, I'm saying, hey, get out there, Governor Dalrymple. Show the national media what the truth is. Tell them the truth. And maybe he needs to get some interviews so that people understand. For God's sake, on Saturday Night Live, they wore shirts this weekend with Stand Up for Standing Rock. Are you kidding me? Let's get our governor out there saying, and not just sitting in the corner, not saying a word. Yeah, he makes speeches in North Dakota, but the national news, why aren't they on the TV saying, hey, this is the truth. We need to have some kind of interviews so that people know the truth. And it's not just Dalrymple. I think that Kevin Cramer, I think Colvin, and for sure, Heidi Heitkamp should be out there, and they should be standing up for North Dakota. I think
the
people in North Dakota need to take place.
Yeah, I agree there. The PR is pathetic. It is pathetic. We are. It is David versus Goliath. We are losing the PR war. I mean, we just. It's North Dakota Nice up against. And I wrote an op-ed piece. It's in the Grand Forks Herald yesterday, I think, or maybe today. Talking about Pyramid Communications that's done stuff with Sierra Club, Greenpeace, these extreme wackos. These people have had professionals here from the get-go. And by the way, the tribe's writing big checks for it. They're writing checks for the PR. That's all the videos show up. That's the game. They're really, really good at it. We could be better at that. When I say we, you know, the state, the federal officials, a voice, no doubt about it. Only one doing it is the National Sheriff's Association. They're at least getting some stuff out there nationally, but, you know, it started late. Let's go to Standing Rock with a comment from an anonymous caller. Go ahead. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, good morning. What do the protesters expect? Do they expect law enforcement to just stand aside and let them go through their lines and destroy private property? I mean, what are they thinking? I mean, it would be anarchy. I mean, and that could go the other way, too, then. I mean, are they supposed to protect them when they're in danger? I mean, this is getting bad, and they're making it, the law enforcement are such bullies, and they're, what would happen if they would stand aside and just let these protesters through? Can you imagine? All the equipment would be destroyed. Of course, that's what they want.
Yeah, and by the way, that's happened. Right? I mean, that's happened with the quote-unquote militarized police and what they've done. And they think this is too strong. Look what they've accomplished by the police in the presenting the force they do, which in my mind is more about keeping them safe than it is about keeping law enforcement safe. They're just trying to de-escalate this and bring it down. And they still have destroyed a lot of stuff, ruined a lot. Look at the ground out there. Look at how they disregarded what the Corps has asked. They're just lawless, rampant, rioting, you know, eco-terrorists. That's all it is, with no disregard. But it's a very good question in your point. What do they expect out of law enforcement? What are they expecting to go out there with, you know?
I mean, that's why they're there. I mean, and they actually expect them just to stand aside and let them go through and do whatever they want. I mean, can you imagine what our country would be like if our law enforcement were allowed to do that? Nobody would be safe. I mean, people could break into your home, and law enforcement would have to stand by because, well, you know, maybe they have a right to break into your home and destroy your property.
Good point.
So,
and meanwhile,
it's bad.
And they're getting called everything in the book, and these people are away from their families. It's Thanksgiving week. They're going to be out there trying to stand up for law and order when they could be home with their families. And by the way, all these people need to do is to go on tribal land and prayerfully, peacefully protest, not break the law. That's not asking too much. More to this.
What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, Scott Hanlon from What's On Your Mind, inviting you to join my wife Maria and I and our entire family as we tour beautiful Norway. June 19th through July 2nd, a midnight sun celebration tour. See the fjords, hundreds of waterfalls, and the majestic mountains. Our guide, the one and only Carol Juven. He's been to Norway 153 times. So, Carol, where are you going to take us?
We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar and the Olympic city of Lillehammer. See the most spectacular mountains and scenery in the world, including Geiranger, Stalheim, and, of course, Bergen.
And I understand there's some fjords in our future, too, right?
There are 122 fjords in your future.
Come join us to enjoy the best of Norway. Space is limited. Call 1-800-343-0093, and Carol will send you a complete packet of information. 800-343-0093 is that telephone number. Welcome along. Let's go to Norway.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Yeah, Cameron from Cavalier. I listened to WDAD News this morning, and even they got to have a little bit of bias twist that we reported to showing all the stuff, and at the end they're saying the stuff from hypothermia just got hosed down. Well, there's no sympathy involved. Just because I got wet clothes and cold.
Hey, Todd, I'll take it. We're having trouble with that feed. Okay. Unfortunately, here. Let me try and play that here with that comment again so you can hear it from the beginning.
Yeah, Kevin from Cavalier. I listened to WDAD News this morning, and even they got to have a little bit of bias twist to every report that's showing all the stuff. And at the end, they're saying the stuff from hypothermia just got hosed down. Well, there's no sympathy involved. If they got wet clothes and a cold, go someplace warm. I'm going to guess if they got places that are warm, we'll get sell some dry clothes. So, no empathy, or no sympathy for me, I know that. So, back to later.
Appreciate the call. Yeah, that's so typical. The other thing we've heard a lot of, Todd gets half a dozen calls a day saying, why do you people keep calling the protesters water protectors? Well, we don't. We never have, and we can't speak for KFIRE TV or other news sources that do, but we do not. That's propaganda. So, to your point, I heard a lot of that last night. Oh, the water. Well, it is a way to get people to get off the bridge where they're breaking the law. I'll ask our next guest about that in a moment here, but. It is one tool, it seems to me, that, A, you could completely avoid being wet if you were back in a place where you were lawfully able to be, warm and toasty, and it's a lot better than the alternative when you're staring down the long arm of the law. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at High Plains Apache, by the way. They have the ET Ag Center there for all of your ag application parts, and you're probably thinking, great. Now, if I need, a banjo fitting or a bulk hose or any kind of liquid fertilizer part, fitting hose, pump, valve, spray tip for my Apache sprayer, I can go right there and get it and not wait. And I'd say, you're right, but guess what? It's not only for Apache, it's for any brand. That's right. So it's great. And while you're there, check out the fuel efficient, reliable, leading operator comfort, state-of-the-art noise dampening inside the cab, industry-leading five-year driveline warranty on those Apache, new and used sprayers. HighPlainsApache.com in Mandan, across from Bonanza, exit 60 south of Fargo and Frontier. On our newsmaker line, Lieutenant Governor Drew Wrigley joins us on What's On Your Mind. Thanks for joining us, Drew.
Good morning, Scott. It's good to be with you.
First of all, your reaction to last night, and would you agree with the assessment I've heard from law enforcement and others that the rioters and others involved in this activity are ramping it up?
Well, last night was definitely a ramping it up situation. I've seen reported a couple places people referring to that the protesters had a clash with police. I want your listeners to be crystal clear on something. This was not a clash with police. 400 rioting protesters attacked the police last night in an attempt to push back across the bridge, the backwater bridge. And once they push across that, they would be back on private property from which they've been expelled. By the use of the EMAC troops and the men and women in law enforcement in North Dakota. And that was about 3 weeks ago. People remember that. They were pushed back across that river and back onto the Army Corps land, which the Army Corps seemed so red hot to have them there. I'm sure they're pleased because they refused to expel them from the Army Corps land. But they were pushed back there. So make no mistake about what happened last night. It wasn't a clash with the police. It was an attack on the police.
An attack on the police, and I understand other law enforcement agencies have been asked for additional help. Some new ones have arrived from other states as well. Are you increasing the manpower of law enforcement to address this situation?
We're doing what we can to get additional forces in from around the state of North Dakota. The men and women in law enforcement in this state and the police departments, the sheriff's departments, have responded. Obviously, the North Dakota National Guard has been out there in a strongly supportive role, and the North Dakota Highway Patrol playing a centrally important role in all of this. But at some point, now drawing in the armed forces, the men and women in law enforcement, peace officers from neighboring states, we're meeting some challenges there, Scott, because they've got rioting going on in their own states, whether you're talking about Ohio and some other things. And so they've had plus it wears out. Those departments get depleted. So we still got a good force in place, and there are more coming this week. Yesterday, again, you know, you see the police vehicles taking off, lights blazing, heading out in the code red last night, caused by the 400 rioting protesters attacking the police at the bridge, trying to push back onto the private property, setting fires, using heavy equipment to pull a blockade vehicle that they burned themselves a couple of weeks ago. They incinerated two National Guard vehicles out there, and last night, we're trying to push through that, so they use heavy equipment to pull those vehicles out of the way. They start fires, and they start pushing across that bridge. Well, the law enforcement folks out there were able to hold them back, keep them off of the private property, and largely keep them from even coming across across that water. So that was a pretty significant law enforcement success last night. But I was down at the Emergency Operations Center for about 5 hours watching it in real time, and I got to tell you, it was not a foregone conclusion what was going to happen last night.
Yeah, because we're hearing reports that officers had rocks thrown at them, burning logs, rocks shot from slingshots. At least one law enforcement officer hit on the head with a thrown rock. And meanwhile, no reports can be verified of any protesters injured. We had calls and comments about the water cannon that was used. Explain the reason for that.
I'm going to interrupt. It's not a water cannon. It's not a crowd control device. It's a fire hose, and the fire hoses were out there because the rioting protesters were setting fires. I saw them with my own eyes watching it last night. So they were starting fires out there, and they've started a number of fires in the last weeks as well. This is a way that they've attempted to sweep law enforcement out of the area, so they start fires, and they want to see what the response is going to be. So last night they started at least three fires up and around that vicinity. So law enforcement was drenching that area to make sure that the rioting protesters couldn't assist their incursion back onto the private property by the use of fire. So they wetted that whole area down. And you know what? I mean, let's be candid about it, right? I mean, if it assisted in riot control, that a fire hose also was being used and was helping disperse the crowd, it probably got damn uncomfortable out there being wet late at night. Probably, though, not as uncomfortable as it gets for the people that they're imposing on, the private landowners all around down there, the people of these communities in Bismarck, Mandan, and the people of the state of North Dakota who have spent millions of dollars to keep this protest down there and intact. So I don't know anybody who's really thinking today, who's very concerned about the fact that some protesters got wet when they were in an area starting fires and were being pushed back onto the Army Corps land, where, as I said, the Army Corps seems to want them so badly, they refuse to extract them.
Our listeners, and I don't doubt, you and, the governor's staff and the Highway Patrol and Department of Emergency Services, General Dorman, everybody is plain worn out by this. Just see it day after day after day. It's day 103 today. We've every day gone on the air and updated the, how many days we've been dealing with. People want it to end. How can it end? What is the plan to have it end?
Well, first I'm going to correct you. We're not worn out. And the fact of the matter is we're in this to the end. People need to understand a couple of things. Number one, through the use of the men and women in law enforcement from across this state, the North Dakota National Guard, and troops that have been brought in, peace officer troops that have been brought in from neighboring states, through those, the use of all of those forces working in unison, the unlawful rioting protesters were pushed back off of the private property. That was a success. We have pushed them off every square inch of land that we have the lawful authority to do that, Scott. We don't have the lawful authority to extract them from the Army Corps land. We're going to have to rely on the federal government, which so far has sent almost no law enforcement out here and refuses to even demand that the protesters leave that property. It is being used as, on a daily basis, your listeners watch this every day, it is being used as the foundation, the basis of all of this illegal activity projecting off of it. They are on notice now. 103 days it's been used as an unlawful foundation. Back at the end of August, I gave an interview in the Grand Forks Herald where I referred to it as an unlawful protest. And you'd think I'd called out everybody's mother. But at the end of the day, that turned out to be, and it was at the time, completely reflective of what's been done throughout this. So how does it end? People say, what do you do up ahead? We've removed them from every square inch of land that we have the authority to remove them from. We've made arrests where we can. It now totals up over 400. And on top of that, you know, we've been imploring the federal government to do the same, to extract them from that federal land, from the Army Corps property over there. But that's not been done. So how does it end? Well, a big thing in this, of course, is that the pipeline's been completed. That's gone a little unnoticed in this. We developed many weeks back a work corridor where the workers could safely conduct their lawful business that several federal courts, by the way, instructed they should be able to do. And they'd gone through years-long process. And so that work corridor was established through the men and women in law enforcement. And that work has been complete. The pipeline is complete up to the borehole. That's something that not that many people know. That was a pretty significant milestone in this, you know, toward the end of these protests. That pipeline is complete up to the borehole where it's going to bore under the lake. All that remains is the federal government to grant the easement to finish the work and be done with it. There will be nothing left to protest. If the Obama administration would grant that easement, the work could be completed in whatever it is, 60 days, some I hear different figures, be completed. And if the Army Corps would do what they should have done a long time ago, extract the unlawful rioting protesters from the federal land. They are there illegally. They do not have a permit. And even if they did have a permit, they are projecting illegal force all over the region off of that encampment. It is an unlawful protest. It has been from the very beginning. The unlawful activity is an imposition on other people's rights, other people's quality of life, on the taxpayers of North Dakota, and most centrally, on the peace and tranquility of the region and the health of law enforcement. People are endangered. I sat there last night again in that emergency operations center watching on the large screen all the things that were taking place. People should be extremely proud of the professionalism and the restraint being shown by the men and women in law enforcement. They were out there last night. They exercised. They utilized only non-lethal force to hold back a group of individuals, hundreds strong, trying to press off across that bridge and come back into private property.
Yeah, yeah, bent on attacking them. I mean, unbelievable.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Two other questions for you that I would like to ask. We'll have to do on the other side of the break. More with Drew Wrigley coming up, Lieutenant Governor, after this.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at PetroServe USA locations, and you get to decide, do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump at PetroServe USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings always. My personal favorite is the 4 for 4 special. four items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff. One of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about two delicious cookies? Four items, the pizza, the pop, the cookies, $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a PetroServe USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC First Aid Coordinator Shelley Dahl discussing common hunting injuries and how to prepare.
One third of every person that owns a tree stand ends up having some kind of an accident with that. And primarily we see broken bones, impalement where they're falling on a branch that goes into their body, rib fractures, and a lot of times neck and spine injuries. So our goal at the North Dakota Safety Council is really to give people the tools that they can use to make sure that if somebody is in an accident, that they're a statistic for an accident and not a fatality. It's what can I do to help the people that are with me? There's simple things that you can do and that you learn in a CPR and first aid class that really can help keep you safe as well.
For safe hunting tips and a full listing of upcoming first aid and CPR classes, go to www.ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Buddy of mine here at work, we were just discussing it might not be a bad idea for everybody in the community that could possibly get it done to try to get the officers and everybody involved down there at Thanksgiving dinner. And I'm not sure where those type of donations will be delivered since it's logistically impossible to bring it down to the protest site. Will we bring it to PD, or where else could we bring it to? Could you please look into that and maybe let us know on the air how to go about doing something like that?
Yeah, great gesture, and similar kind of comments have come in from all kinds of folks. I've really been focused on after making sure we appropriately thank all these folks in law enforcement when this thing is done, knowing logistically it's hard to do it in the middle of it. But we'll certainly pass that on to folks and make sure that that offer is there and find out what plans are for Thanksgiving. Because as you were saying as we were going to the break, Drew, these folks are incredible. What's going on here?
They are incredible. I'm meeting with General Dorman and Colonel Gerhardt here in about 5 minutes, and I'll mention that very thing, and I know that they'll appreciate it, as will all the people they're working with.
Paul and Mandan, question or comment for Lieutenant Governor Drew Wrigley? Go ahead. Are you there, Paul?
Not Purdue Wrigley. Well, it might be a question there. How did those trucks get on the bridge to begin with? Does somebody sleep at the wheel?
No. Those trucks have been there since the night that some weeks back now, when a joint force of law enforcement and National Guard pushed the unlawful rioting protesters back across off of private property onto the Army Corps land, where, as I keep saying, pointing out, they're apparently so welcome. So they were pushed back across there, and the law enforcement then moved those two trucks in there for the time being, trying to hold them from coming back across there. On that night, then the protesters approached the vehicles, doused them in gasoline or some other accelerant, and ignited them. Burned up quite a bit of equipment right there on the bridge. In fact, their fire that they started was so fierce, the integrity of the bridge is now very much in question. So no one should be driving on that bridge at all. It's not open. DOT has it closed and can't get down there to make a safe assessment of it because of the protesters. And last night was just another example. We're so far past Exhibit A, B, C, D. I don't even know where we are in the list at this point. But it was another example of why we can't get down there to assess whether even if you could open up 1806 Bridge. So that's why those trucks, and they've been there ever since. The burned-out hulks are there because the protesters ignited them.
You reminded me also, Paul, that when we were chatting with Lieutenant Tom Iverson, somebody called and asked about whose property those trucks were. He thought at the time they were the guard. They're actually law enforcement. So he wanted me to clear that up, and you gave me the opportunity to do that. Jamie and Bismarck for Drew Wrigley, go ahead.
Hey, good morning. There's something going around the Internet here. I've been looking at on Facebook, the supposedly audio tapes from 2014 where the PSC met with all the whole heads of the tribe down Sioux County or wherever it was, and they said they didn't want it then. I mean, I don't really think I believe it, but, you know, supposedly Dvorak was there, and I don't know who else, but it's all over Facebook, and all these people are coming up and talking to me about it.
Well, the premise of the audio tape was what, Jamie?
That the heads of the tribe met with the PSC and whoever the company is building this pipeline on September 30th, 2014, supposedly Archambault and all the other heads said they didn't want the pipeline going across there.
I'm not sure what that means.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess his point is that they said they didn't want it before, so they shouldn't have it. Here's the reality. Major public infrastructure investments take place across this country all the time. They're absolutely critical, whether you're running pipelines or you're running power lines. At the end of the day, every one of us has the right to be heard, and they try to reach as much accommodation as possible. And that pipeline made at least 143 different changes along the way to reach accommodation with people. And they would have done another 143, I'm sure, had the tribe or other people who are now pretending to be interested in this whole thing, had they gone to those hearings. They did not go. That's behind us, though, now. That's well behind us. This is now about lawlessness and violence being perpetrated by the unlawful rioting protesters against law enforcement and against the people of North Dakota.
Only a minute left, but I do want to ask you two things. One, can more be done to counter the noise that the eco-terrorists clearly have in their command of the media? Somebody called earlier and said, hey, look, I mean, they're even talking about this on Saturday Night Live. It's everywhere, yeah. And where's the governor? Why not get out there and counter some of this stuff is what they say.
I suppose there can always be more communication on it. You know, there always can be more. I'm on here this morning, and it's not lost on me. I'm the lieutenant governor of North Dakota, and so when you have that qualifying item on the front of your title, maybe it doesn't get sent around as much. I don't know. We're talking about it. We're out there publicly discussing what's being done, but mostly we're working on it, meeting and putting together the resources to be able to hold these protesters back on the Army Corps land, where, as I said, they seem to be so welcome by our federal administration, and doing everything we can so they don't keep coming across, don't keep making fires, and don't keep wreaking havoc all over the place, including right here in Bismarck, Mandan, in the last days.
20 seconds for this answer. Can more be done to pressure the feds? Because they own this problem, obviously.
Well, I want to commend our federal delegation, Senator Hoeven, Senator Heitkamp, Congressman Kramer. They've been working hard to get the administration to bend and make a different decision, to grant that easement, let the pipeline be completed completely, and also to get federal resources, men and women from federal law enforcement on the ground out here working. They've been working assiduously, and you know, I'm not that's what they can do. But they can't. At the end of the day, they can't. They are not the Obama administration. And so far, the Obama administration is not listening. And I know that our delegation is going to continue to work those angles.
Thank you, Drew. Appreciate it. Drew Wrigley, Lieutenant Governor, our guest on What's on Your Mind. Once you get your meeting, more coming up. TitanOutletStore.com is the place for great deals. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. If you tell them Scott sent you at Titan Outlet Store, you'll take 11% off their best price. 2013 Wishick 862 Disc Arrow, 30-foot single-fold heavy-duty tandems with highway tires. Blades measure 29 inches across the unit, and it has disc scrapers at all the gangs. Your best price, minus 11% now at TitanOutletStore.com. Stop and see them. I-94, exit 6, just south of I-94. Titan Outlet Store. Tell them Scott sent you.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.